Chapter 4. Early on the morning of Andrew's funeral, before little B arrived, I remember looking down from the bedroom window of our house in Kingston-upon-Thames. Out by the pond, Batman was poking at baddies with a plastic junior golf club, looking skinny and forlorn. I wondered if I should warm up some milk and make him a cup of something. I remember wondering if there was anything that could be put into a cup that would actually be of practical help. My mind was set in that crystalline, self-conscious state that comes with lack of sleep. Beyond our garden, I could see the whole street's back gardens, curving away like a bent green spine, with barbecues and faded plastic swings for vertebrae. Through the double glazing came the braying of a car alarm, and the drone of planes climbing out of Heathrow. I pressed my nose against the glass, and I thought, these bloody suburbs are purgatory. How did we all wash up here? How did so many of us end up so very far downwind? In the garden next door, on that morning of the funeral, my neighbour was hanging out his blue Y-fronts to dry. His cat was curling around his legs. In my bedroom, the Today programme was on the radio. John Humphreys said the FTSE was rather badly down. "Yes, but I have lost my husband," I said it out loud, while a trapped fly flew feebly at the window pane. I said, "My husband is dead, I'm afraid. My husband, Andrew O'Rourke, the celebrated columnist, has taken his own life, and I feel..." Actually, I didn't know how I felt. We don't have a grown-up language for grief. Daytime shows do it much better. I knew I ought to feel devastated, of course. My life had fallen apart. Isn't that the phrase? But Andrew had been dead nearly a whole week now, and here I still was, dry-eyed, with the whole house reeking of gin and lilies, still trying to feel appropriately sad. Still drilling down through the memories of my short, mixed life with poor Andrew, searching for the capstone, the memory which, when cracked, would release some symptom of anguish. Tears, perhaps, under unbelievable pressure. All of this would have been easier on daytime TV. My life entered a vicious downhill spiral, Tricia. I couldn't imagine getting through the day without him.